Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 22nd of June, recording at 9:33 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were firmer pretty much across the boards, although fairly feeble activity in India. The ASEAN stock market sector remains firmest, with a little bit of upside follow through to Indonesia after yesterday's upward dynamic. Malaysia also very steady. Philippines picking up. In long-dated government bond markets, European stock markets seesawed a little bit. And closed with modest losses, and they really are quite small. The exception of Sweden, which is down 1.73%. Seesawing in the Americas as well. The U.S. market was slightly higher for most of the day, but then did weaken in the last half hour. For the main indices to close with losses on an average of 0.66 of a percent. Mexico is a little higher, Brazil slightly lower. And in bonds now, the futures were steady for most contracts. They'd rallied in the U.S. but then gave up those gains, and 30-year treasuries, for instance, in the U.S. are now 125 and 11.30 seconds. That's down two ticks, having been up as high as 26. The U.S. dollar is slightly firmer on the dollar index, but it's a little easier against the Australian. No, it's up a little bit against the Australian dollar as well. I think it was down a little bit against the ADXY, the Asian currency index. And in commodities, precious metals, at the beginning of Bernanke's speech today, they staged a decent rally. Gold got up to 1558 and a quarter, and then pulled back. It's still up on the day, up over three on the day at 1549, so very steady overall. Platinum and palladium, however, were down slightly. Silver up half a dollar. The biggest move in the commodity markets, so we had a sharp sell-off here in wheat and corn, corn as well, and soybeans. They were all weaker in here today, and it was on some good, the rain that's occurring in Europe, which is helping the crop. And crude oil a little bit firmer, up a quarter of a dollar on WTI to 94.45. Brent was a little bit firmer, back up to I think 113.5. And industrial metals, copper and tin down, the others slightly higher. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we're still in this corrective phase overall, although my feeling is that we now have the preconditions and some evidence for a technical rally. I'm not looking for more than that at this stage, and it would have to be a very good technical rally to confirm that the corrective phase was over. But there are some encouraging signs. I mentioned a moment ago the strength of the ASEAN sector. We look to that to be the leader, as it was on the upside, that is, as it was following the 2008 crash. The sector had clearly was clearly in a bottoming out phase in the fourth quarter of that year, and really was a runaway leader on the upside, along with some of the South American indices in early 2009. And it also led, following the April, or commencing an April correction that global stock markets experienced last year. And the ASEAN sector began to pick up again in June, while it wasn't until the end of August that Wall Street, for instance, picked up steam with the help of Mr. Bernanke's QE3. So we're still in this pause period as the market digests the aftermath and economic damage caused by the spike in crude oil prices and some very high levels in a number of other commodities, some of which are still uncomfortably high. And we're just lost the train of my thought there for a moment, but it'll come back to me. But the markets are still worrying about those factors overall. Evaluations have improved somewhat, but my feeling really is that we need to see commodities a bit lower. Encouraging signs of that in terms of the staple foods here today on the European weather. I mean, wheat is down 32 cents, so corn's down 30 cents, soybeans down 17 cents. In terms of wheat, now, wheat is among the staple foods, wheat is the one that's produced by most countries. It can be grown pretty well anywhere. Provided there's some irrigation, even Saudi Arabia grows wheat at vast expense, and it really does look as if the crisis for wheat has passed. Now, corn's a different story altogether, but what we are seeing is a deleveraging process in corn. And that may well continue. And there has been a lot of speculation in these commodities and a lot of so-called investment buying in tracker funds. So deleveraging, which we've seen in certainly in stock markets and in commodity markets in the last few months, appears set to continue for a while longer. And that's good news. Overall, but what we need to see here among some of the major stock markets, not least Wall Street, where the leash effect is so important, is that we need to see the March lows and also last week's reaction lows hold for the technical rally that I was talking about again yesterday. To squeeze a few more short positions and to draw in a few more buyers. I think the odds are better than 50-50 that that will happen. But I'm only, as I say, I'm only looking for a technical rally at this stage. Now, more importantly, how will the growth economies, which again I expect to lead, how will they react to this decline in commodity prices and somewhat slower GDP growth? I mean, my feeling is if we look at the Indian stock market and the Chinese stock market, and those have been trending lower for a while now. China was mostly ranging, but it's given up some ground recently, and India has been underperforming since we pointed out that it was quite overextended back on the upside back in November. And my feeling is that while sentiment is, of course, turning more bearish of these markets as they come down, and there's certainly no evidence that they have bottomed in these corrections, My feeling is that once monetary policy in China and India moves from a tightening bias to a neutral bias, let alone a bias of easing, that that's when stock markets will really turn around. So they'll be on the defensive while everyone expects the bias to be tightening, but steady, and I think probably rally quite strongly as that policy moves towards is reversed towards easier monetary conditions. There's some reasons to believe that that's not all that far off. I posted an article and I've produced a link to it again here today, where India is saying that they're now reassessing their monetary policy and may take longer to consider whether they need another rate hike as growth slows. And of course, the crude oil price has come down somewhat. Some of the food prices are coming down. And that interview yesterday with Wendy Liu, which I posted, saying that she expects a change in monetary policy in China between now and the end of July. Well, I don't know if that's the case or not, but it would make sense to me, and that would be good news for those stock markets. Without it, I think that they will drift lower. What else to mention? In terms of gold, very, very steady action here overall, despite this being a period generally of seasonal underperformance. My feeling is that the downside risk in gold bullion is limited to some mean reversion towards its rising 200-day moving average. And I also feel that we will have a strong gold market from September on through the rest of the year and into 2012, if not sooner. And silver looks as if it is building some support. So risk here, just a little bit of mean reversion possibly, some contagion selling if the recent lows don't hold in stock markets, particularly Wall Street, but nothing serious. And this remains a secular bull market, and I think it's probably got several more years to run yet, and I think it will eventually end when we have a tightening bias for monetary conditions and definitely higher short-term interest rates in the US and most other countries. And I don't think we're going to have higher short-term interest rates in the US for really a considerable period. And in crude oil, the signs are encouraging that we've seen a medium-term peak, but lower prices would certainly be better for the global economy. What we can say about the crude's influence today is that the headwind has moderated somewhat. I think that's pretty much it today. All the best.